Royce motioned with two spread fingers that a pair were coming up one side of the street and two on the other. While the two pairs were mere shadows to Hadrian, the fifth was quite visible as he loped up the center of the boulevard like an ape hunched over and traveling on three limbs. His massive claws clicked intentionally on the stone as signals to the others. Every few feet he would pause, raise his head, and sniff the air with his hooked, ring-pierced nose. He wore a headdress made from the blackened fin of a tiger shark, a mark of his station, a token he would have obtained alone in the sea with no more than his claws. He was the chief warrior of the hunting party, the largest and meanest, and the others looked to him for direction. They all carried the traditional satchel blades, curved scimitars, narrow at the hilt and wider at the tip, where a half-moon scoop formed a double-edged point. Like all gazelle, he also carried a small trilon bow with a quiver slung over one shoulder. Royce drew out Alverstone and nodded to Hadrian as he slipped into the darkness. Hadrian gave him a minute, then taking a breath, he also moved forward. He closed the distance, keeping the statue between him and the gazelle. To his surprise, he was able to reach the platform before the warrior noticed him. Immediately, arrows whistled and glinted off the stone. The warrior rushed him, his satchel slicing the air. Hadrian caught the warrior's stroke with his short sword and saw the momentary shock in the gazelle's eyes when his bastard sword came around, removing his arm at the elbow. A short spin and Hadrian took the warrior's head, fin and all. Two more gazelle charged. Hadrian was able to step out from his shelter now, the rain of arrows having ended. The two bared their pointed teeth and black gums, cackling. Hadrian shoved the length of his short sword into the stomach of the closest. Without looking to see the reaction of the remaining gazelle, he swung his other blade behind him and felt it sink into flesh. Hadrian looked up. Across the open square, Royce ran at him, carrying a gazelle bow and a quiver of arrows. The thief was making no attempt at stealth, his cloak flying behind him.
What's up? Did you get the others?
Yep.
As he ran by, he tossed the bow and quiver to Hadrian.
You might need these.
Hadrian chased after him as he ran back up the Grand Mar.
What's the hurry?
They weren't alone.
Hadrian glanced back over his shoulder, but saw nothing.
How many?
A lot.
How many are a lot?
Too many to stand around and count.